Oh, look at this. It's the Falcon Cast podcast. I'm Matt Moore. Look at this. Look at the Goodyear blimp angle over here. I like this new camera angle. I'm Matt Moore next to Jay Adams, Reed Farron. I like the new camera angles, fellas. This is cool. Dude, give me that again. Give me that again. Ah, look at that. Look, we got a random guy on the couch. We got Nicole Johnson filming.
You guys didn't know, but he's been here for like 4 weeks right over there.
Hasn't moved.
And where is that camera? It's up there. Okay, so he's been there like the whole time, like every podcast the last
great.
4 weeks.
And as you see, you can now see Brian Bosak. We're going to go to his camera. Go to your camera now, Brian. Oh, look at that. How are you doing?
Okay.
I'm doing pretty well.
Why don't you talk into your camera there?
Interesting to be on camera for the first time.
Running everything.
All right, get off camera. Get back to me.
Wrong one.
You don't like the blimp angle?
We're still figuring out our buttons here.
As we were saying, it's a podcast. I love the new angles. We're going to have fun as we do, but it's kind of fun to spice it up a little bit as we get into week.
No, where's Big Ben?
Big Ben, we're under repairs. We're going to get this battery fixed on that thing.
We'll bring him back for Steelers.
Yeah, we'll bring him back. We'll bring him back. So, okay. Welcome, guys. Hey, I'll tell you what. The mood's a lot better after a win, isn't it?
It's amazing. It's great.
Really?
Everything's
awesome. Didn't you say the food tastes better? Traffic's better.
Yeah.
Traffic's not better.
No.
When my wife yells at me, it's not as bad. You know, it's just
not quite as loud.
Yeah. So there we go. All right. And hey, how about the beard that Reed's got going? It's coming in a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah.
You can actually see it.
Take a look
bit.
At that.
Give me that shot on Reed. Look at that.
You can sort of see it.
Hey, no. So last week I asked if you could send best beards to our
red beards.
Account.
Best
red-headed
beards. Because we couldn't think of one.
Give me a few of these real quick before we get into the Falcon talk. Ah, look at that. We got Mike Commodore. That was a good one. I like that
one. That's legit.
Give me another one. Rise Up Bird sent me that one. Now that one. You know what, though?
Come on.
That takes some effort, right? That is sweet.
Well, yeah, it takes some effort, but
we could have.
Oh, that was my favorite. Yeah, see, I submitted that one. Yosemite Sam.
That's a good one.
Next. Ooh, Gimli.
I'm kind of in the way.
Oh, you're good. And then next, give me one more. ZZ Top. It's pretty good. Now, all these are not as good as Reed Farron's beard. All right, is there one more?
Nope.
That's it? All right, thanks, Brian. All right, so I'm going to award. I'll award the winner.
Can we just do the rest of the show with ZZ Top over our shoulders?
Yeah, we should. I think I'm probably going with the hockey player. That was the first one sent to me. I like that one. And we don't want to pick Bengals. Bengals is good, but we're not going to pick that.
No.
So congratulations. What was that? Rise Up Birds sent me that one? Rise Up Birds will send you a prize. Maybe we'll think of something else to get a shout-out for. So, and also, we want to say Happy Veterans Day. Veterans Day was
belated.
This week. And, you know, I will say one thing about this organization, and I know us three feel the same way, is we strongly appreciate the men and women who have served, who are serving, and there's nothing better than when we get some people from overseas tweeting us and writing us about how the Falcons can brighten their day and make them feel close to home. And Reed, I wanted to go to you. You wrote a fantastic piece on AtlantaFalcons.com about Matt Ryan and the Navy SEALs, and I that needs to be said. Can you go through that?
Yeah, that was all Matty Ice himself. He was just actually sharing at his locker that he happened to be watching 60 Minutes one night, and it was a segment on the Navy SEALs and their training. They're working on a climbing course, and the group was up a couple hundred feet up, still another 100 feet to go, 200 feet to go, and one of the guys got nervous and started just panicking, and his instructor slid on over by him and said, listen, don't focus on where we've been, where we're going. Just focus on the 3 feet in front of you, and we'll be okay. And Matty Ice thought that was a perfect, segue into this season. Like, we can't worry about the first 8-9 games. Let's just worry about the next one in front of us.
And, Jay, I'll go to you because that's a perfect segue. And, by the way, that's an awesome story. That's really cool. And I do. I'm a sucker for the Discovery Channel and 60 Minutes when it's the Navy SEALs. Those guys... they make me feel about that big, but
yeah.
I love watching them, and they're spectacular. But that's a perfect segue into all I've heard this week is, hey, man, we're one game out of this division. This is incredible. And it is, But you've got to just worry about this Carolina Panthers team we're about to face.
Yeah, sure.
That's the 3 feet in front of you.
Sure, it's the 3 feet in front of you. But, what a swing that you go on from a five-game losing streak, and then all of a sudden you can say that you're one game out of first place in the division, and that's just a testament to kind of how things have gone in the NFC South. The word we always use to describe the NFC South is competitive. Well, it's not the best division right now, but it certainly is competitive, and it's going to come down to it. So the Falcons are very much right in the thick of things, and they said as much on Wednesday. So the next 3 feet in front of you is to get by the Carolina Panthers. You do that, and maybe you get a little help from the Bengals, and you're sitting right in first place in the division. So.
You know, we heard Smitty talk a lot about the postseason, the playoff, the tournament. Well, obviously we're in that run, but like the guys talked about this week, coming up this game, we talked to Cam Newton on the teleconference yesterday. They're in the same boat. So, two teams colliding this Sunday, both with the same goal, and just that, one game out, game and a half out, whatever it may be. But, yeah, the 3 feet in front of you, focus on the important stuff.
I was in the locker room post-game after the Bucks win. And Smitty said something that was very interesting to me, to the team. He said, hey, we talked. We wanted to go 1-0 this week. Congrats, you're 1-0. Now you're 0-0 again. I want you to go 1-0 again against the Carolina Panthers. So he has that same mindset. And it's still another road game. We're still not home yet. I forgot how to get to the Georgia Dome. It's I might amazing. Need to MapQuest this thing.
It is amazing.
But it is another road game, another division game. You've taken care of the division so far. This Carolina Panthers team, when the Falcons and the Panthers play, especially up there, it is a grind them out, punch you in the mouth, they're going to punch me in the mouth type game. And I expect no difference. What about you, Jay?
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot like some of the games that we've seen in the past. It looks like the weather is going to be a lot like the games that we've seen in Carolina in the past. It's supposed to be a little cool, a little rainy. Maybe both teams kind of go to the run game a little bit more. If that's the case, you got to feel encouraged by what the Falcons were able to do in the run game last week against Tampa Bay. Steven Jackson certainly found his legs and got some things done on the ground. These are two very different teams than they were, last year and a year before. You've got an offensive line in flux, really, for both teams. We're hearing from out of Carolina that there could be some changes along their offensive line after surrendering, I think it was 5 sacks in a loss to Philadelphia. So, this is a rivalry where it really doesn't matter kind of what the state of each team is. It's still going to be a hard-fought contest, and that's what I'm expecting.
Yeah, and obviously good signs today, and we'll find out later on in the week. We mentioned when Devin Hester left the game early with the ankle injury. He was back on the practice field, Thursday, so hopefully things are looking forward that way. Same with Harry Douglas. He was back in the field, so all signs are pointing forward. Ideally, hopefully, get both those guys ready to roll and be fully loaded for Sunday.
Let's talk about Cam Newton for a second. What a roller coaster of a year he's kind of had. And it's kind of been indicative of his career a little bit. What should you expect to see this Sunday from Cam Newton? And is it going to be the guy you saw Monday night? Is it going to be the guy that you've seen play the Falcons a few times? What is the key? Is the key to contain him, Jay?
I mean, yeah, of course. And
money it up a little bit?
Sure. And it's a little bit different, when you go from facing a guy like Josh McCown and who did get some things done with his feet in the last game, but Newton can really get things done on the ground if he has to. So you've got to pay attention to that. Maybe you don't blitz as much. You've got to have somebody spying him at times. So it changes your defensive game plan. However, I think if you look at the way Philadelphia came after him, there's your blueprint right there because mm-hmm. they got after that guy. And the most important thing about Cam Newton, and we've seen this in past Panthers Falcons games, is that when you get to him, you've got to get him down because he's able to get away from sacks and turn it into something. If you don't bring him down behind the line of scrimmage, you could be looking at a big play. That's going to be an important key for the Falcons is keeping him at bay when it comes to making those big type of plays.
It's going to come down to fundamentals. Again, obviously, if we can get Bierman, OC to have the kind of day they had, more pressure, and then all it comes down, like you said, just tackling. Wrap up when you have the opportunity, do your job, get him to the ground, and let's get a 3 and out.
you know, I think something he's done against the Falcons is be, have explosive plays.
Yeah.
He's got a big-time explosive play receiver now in Benjamin. That would be my key. Do you guys agree that if you can limit those explosive plays, take them away in that game, you got a chance.
Sure. And let's not forget that the Panthers are a team that are figuring things out. Mm-hmm. To, you know, still, these are defending NFC South champs, but again, they're a very different team than they were a year ago. Offensive line issues, their wide receiving core, they've got Benjamin, but, you know, there's been a lot of talk, or there was a lot of talk in the offseason about the players that they have available at the wide receiver position. You know, it's really a game where, you know, I feel like this Falcons team, after that win, has got a real strong belief in themselves.
A chip in a chair.
Go back to that old adage, a chip in a chair. And
still trying to figure out where that came
from. Yeah. Probably one of those late nights in Vegas.
It is. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, you know, for me, it's set up really nicely for the Falcons right now. And I like the attitude and the enthusiasm that I'm seeing in the Falcons locker room right now. And, you know, you hope you catch the Panthers on a week where they're maybe a little bit snake bit from a big loss in Philadelphia.
Looking forward to it. Obviously, momentum is a big thing, and it's been a while since we put two wins together mm-hmm. in a row. So why not us? Why not now?
All right. Let's say, hey, I want to do this. I want to take a break with Brian Bosek. So, Brian, what do you got for us? I think you had a couple of good questions for us. What do you got?
Yeah, I have one question.
Go to your camera so we can see you. Come on.
All right.
Your first order, is it?
I had one question.
It's the buttons. Right. The buttons are still an issue.
I had one question for you guys.
What do you got?
Question was, if you were to make a wide receiver, a band with the Falcons, who would be your singer, your bassist, your guitarist, and your drummer for your band, Falcon band?
It doesn't have to be wide receivers, right?
No, it doesn't have to be wide receivers.
You just misspoke.
I misspoke, correct.
Okay. Reed, you start.
I'm going to stick with those wide receivers. I've heard Roddy sing in the locker room, so he's my lead vocalist.
Ooh, woof.
You know, Julio's got some rhythm, so we'll put him on drums. And the other two options were backup singer. Is that right?
No.
Now you need a guitarist and a bassist,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Guitarist and a bassist. Devin's good with his hands. He can play the guitar. And let's go Eric Weems, Mr. Versatility, filling in the backup.
Getting the low end there.
Go for it, Jay. Who you got?
Well, I'm going to start, good band has a good foundation. Can we use alumni players? Because, man, Stephen Nicholas would have been my choice for drummer. But that guy can play the drums. I don't know. Let's go with the offensive line. Where'd you get this question? This is ridiculous.
I'm a creative man.
You are. If anybody was wondering where our Friday Funnies questions come from, it's this guy.
That's the guy.
All right, so let's go with a guitarist. I'm going to go with Matt Ryan because I know he plays, and he plays well. Bass, let's go with Man, there's a couple of former Falcons there again, too. Let's go with, we'll say just Jake Matthews. Why not? He looks like he could play the bass. Drums, I'm going to put Justin Blaylock there because he does actually play the drums. And singer, I'm going with Sean Weatherspoon as the singer of my band. So.
Who are guys with long hair in the locker room? I kind of want to go like a little metal, you know? So
you're going on.
Kamal Ishmael.
Yeah, Kamal.
Tyson Jackson.
Tyson Jackson. We'll go Roddy.
Desmond.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, Tyler Starr is who I was thinking of. He's my lead singer.
There you
Tyler
go.
Tyler Starr is my lead singer.
Okay, he's your front
we're
man.
We're going to have a Poison cover band, and and Tyler Starr is my lead singer. So I'm going all guys with long hair on that, and we'll have a nice, you know, we'll bring it. We'll shred, as they say in the biz, right, Jay?
Yes. Yeah, we'll shred.
You got anything else for us, Bostek?
I like those bands, those Falcon bands you picked. I got one not so weird of a question. This question is just generally, I want to know more about your thoughts on the NFL stadiums. What's your favorite NFL stadium you've been to?
Now, that's a good question. I'll start. I like the Link. Is it Century Link up in Seattle? Is that what they call it? It used to be Quest Field.
Yep. Yeah.
Century Link. When you pull up to that, it really grabs your attention. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And then that place gets loud. Oh my gosh. Even when they're terrible, those fans bring it. And I think it's the way that stadium's built. It kind of goes up, traps a lot of the noise in. I love that place, and it's just always beautiful. You can see the mountains, and you know, and they built it cool where I think they, I don't want to speak, you look it on Wikipedia, but there's a large percentage of people that will never get wet, and it rains a lot there, so it's kind of cool they did that too. So I like that place.
Yeah, I like Carolina Stadium, Bank of America Stadium, but it's just a beautiful skyline, beautiful area. But I'm gonna go with number one being CenturyLink. I love going to Seattle. That's one of my favorite cities to visit. But that stadium is just, it's awesome. And in the press box, they have somebody come around and ask you if you want a latte. No joke. It's pretty awesome.
That's legit. I can actually tie this all in because the Seahawks play the Chiefs this weekend. And I grew up hearing about Arrowhead Stadium's the loudest stadium in the world. Obviously, the Seahawks have that record. The Chiefs did get it back. But when I actually went to Arrowhead Stadium and just heard the outdoor stadium, the noise, the passion, that's one of my favorite stadiums, just experience-wise, to be a part of.
I'm going to throw one follow-up to that because we were just in Tampa Bay, and they by far have the best press box.
Absolutely.
I mean, any place with a carving station, Bananas Foster, ice cream, nachos.
Throw the diet out the window when you go to Tampa Bay.
Completely eat. Like it's like I hadn't eaten in a year when I go to that place.
Heinz Field has a carving station as well.
Yeah, so I think Tampa Bay, that's got to be your favorite press box as well, right?
Yeah. Heck yeah. Although, Lambeau, when we went to Lambeau
the cheese,
last year, they have like unlimited cheese curds, so that was pretty awesome too. So
there you have it. We're not Navy SEALs, and we like to just gorge ourselves when we go to the press box.
Hey, guy on the couch, you got anything?
No? Okay. He's just over there playing video games. I love it. Hey, so let's go to picks.
All right.
We're not doing too well, and by we, I'm not doing too well.
It's like, what do you got, a mouse in your pocket?
I had Massacoy. Oh, look at this. Let's get out of there. Get out of the way there, James. Oh, so you can see this. Wow. Oh my goodness. Oh, look at that. That's beautiful. I got the foam finger one.
Dang. Jay's up two.
So Jay's up 5-3 to foam finger. So that's good. So let's, Jay, you won again last week. Or no, did you not?
No.
I had Masco. Who'd you have, Jay?
Devin Hester.
Ooh. Okay. Who'd you have?
Julio.
All right. Julio wins it.
Definitely.
So you're on a streak. So you start first, Reed.
Heading down to Carolina. I'm actually going to go with Steven Jackson.
Still mine.
I want to see some ground attack. See what Steven can do.
What you got, Jay?
I'm going to go with Osiyu Manure. I like what I saw out of him last week. I think he's a guy who's finding his rhythm right now. And with that Carolina offensive line, I think they could struggle with him a little bit.
You know, I kind of wanted to go Steven Jackson.
I'm willing to trade.
I'm thinking my wild card, if I was up and tried to be a sleeper pick, I would go Devontae Freeman. But I got to get on the board. I'm going Roddy White.
There you go.
He always has big games against the Panthers, and I think he can do that as well. All right, so what do we got? Any Twitter contests or anything we want to do? Want to throw any other hodgepodge you want to throw out there? Smorgasbord out there?
Tell us your Falcons band.
Yeah, I like
best Falcons band. Tweet any of us. Best four-man Falcons band.
Send you a prize.
We'll get you a prize.
All right.
And put a hashtag on there, Falcons band, so we could find it easily.
Or Bosek break. But we can't
look at that. Can't spell Bosek in there again. Yep. Yeah. Well, thank you. And give me that top angle. I want to close out with the top angle. That's cool. Look at that. I'll tell you what, our studio looks a lot bigger than it is on that angle.
It does.
So it's good.
Guy on the couch turned his head away.
He's wanted in a couple states, possibly.
Yeah, potentially. All
right. That's a great job great by
stuff.
Your crew.
Yeah, they did a good job. I'm proud
Absolutely.
Of them. I appreciate it. They're good to me, and they've done a great job. So thanks to Austin, Nicole, and Brian for putting this together. It's fun, and it's always, you know, we like to have fun here, and it's fun to, you know, add new things as we keep going, and we'll continue to do that. So let's go to Carolina. I think all of us are going to Carolina. Are you excited to be on the road again, Reed?
First road game.
All right, so we're going to bring you back. You better back without a win. That's what I like to say on people's first road trips.
Deal.
All right, so for Reed Farron, Jay Adams, I'm Matt Moore. Hopefully we'll go 1-0 again in Carolina, right? Thanks for tuning in to this edition of FalconCast.